And now, switching gears quite a bit, it's Oscar week, and we know you want to know the inside scoop. And who better to tell it than Allison Samuels? If you know what Angela said about Hallie, or what Kobe's teammates really thought about him, then you know Allison Samuels' work. She's an entertainment and sports reporter for Newsweek magazine, and she has a new book, Off the Record, A Reporter Unveils the Celebrity Worlds of Hollywood, Hip-Hop, and Sports. Allison came by the NPR West studios this week. I asked her why we're so obsessed with celebrities.
Particularly in the last 5 years, I've noticed that it's been a huge difference. And I'm not sure if it's the chicken or the egg, because so many magazines have come out showing that lifestyle. And I think, I guess, when you look at the rap videos where they tell you about the bling and the furniture and the clothes and all that, I think all of us sort of want to live that life. And to live that life, for most of us, we have to look at someone else living it.
You know, people have this idea that reporters are luring their interviewees into saying revealing things that they don't mean to say. But you recount several instances in which you did not actually report the most provocative things that were said or done. For example, Whitney Houston said some very uncomplimentary things about Rosie O'Donnell, or Snoop Dogg doing a Crip dance and blowing marijuana rings during a photo shoot. And you didn't report it or kind of advise them to clean up their act. So I guess I'm wondering, do you feel it's your job to protect these people from themselves, or are you just protecting your own future access?
I think it's my job to hopefully present a very balanced picture of African Americans to mainstream media. And I think sometimes that can be very difficult when only one side is shown, in particular with someone like Snoop, who is a lovable guy, but has a side of him that, you know, people only see that side. And so I'm like, okay, you know what, Snoop, this is not the source. This is not the vibe. We don't need you to Crip dance in Newsweek. Go ahead and do that for someone else. But for Newsweek, you know, we're just having a conversation. It's not about the gang thing. And also, I've learned, like with Angela Bassett, sometimes one quote can overshadow the entire story. She said she didn't want to be a prostitute on film. That was her quote about why she turned down the role in Monsters Ball. But she also said she didn't begrudge Hallie her success, and it just wasn't the role for her. And I think people took the first part of the quote and just, you know, ran with it. You know, felt like this was her attacking Hallie, when in fact it was Angela attacking Hollywood and what Hollywood has to offer for women, and particularly African-American women.
Do you feel a special responsibility to your subjects because you are an African-American female reporter? Or is it because they are African-Americans and you feel that you have a special role in translating their experience for a mainstream audience?
I think it's a little bit of both, but certainly the latter. You know, I really feel like I want to show the mainstream audience something they may not know about someone in the African-American community, give a different picture of people that I think, you know, like I said, they only get one side of. Tupac Shakur is another person who I wrote about a lot and always made clear, you know, how intelligent he was, how cultured he was, how well-read he was. And it sounds cliche, but it's something that I think cannot be lost on mainstream. I think they have to sort of realize these things. And the only way that happens is to write about it in a mainstream publication. And it's tricky. I mean, every story is different. But there's some people like Angela, when we were sitting there, who was very fragile, you know, who I think had gone through a lot of disappointment in a career. She was really having an honest moment, and it, you know, came back to haunt her. And that's something that I regret. That was a really difficult time for her, but for me as well.
Why for you?
You know, I just hated to see what she was going through, because I was there in the moment. I know exactly what she meant. And I saw her just sort of withering under the criticism. And that was not the point of that story.
But I think some might argue that that's not really a journalist's job to protect people from themselves, or to protect them from the truth as they know it, even if that truth causes pain. What would you say to that?
Again, it's story by story, and you also have to work in an environment where you are responsible for putting out these images that impact people's lives and create this overall knowledge of a group of people. I think the average reporter doesn't have that responsibility. Sometimes when people say things that are so, you know, over the top, people just really dismiss anything else. And I think that's something that I try to think about when I'm writing stories. You know, is one thing going to overshadow another? And most times you can't avoid that.
Do people ever blame you? Do they say, oh, I never really said that? It's taken out of context.
Oh, people do that a lot.
There's an interesting flip side to that question, which is, how do you decide how far to push on a subject that fans want to know about, but really is fundamentally none of our business?
I have to say that, thank goodness at Newsweek, they want to know some of those things, but there's not a push-to-push. I'll ask, and if the person sort of, you know, shuts it down. I have a story where I talk about Bill Cosby, and I interviewed him about a month after his son had died. And it was
murdered.
Yeah, was murdered. And I was so worried about how am I going to ask this man, who was clearly, you know, in mourning, about his son. There's no polite way to do it. And thank God he brought him up. He said, I know you want to ask about my son. Let me talk to you about him. So I've been fortunate in some cases where people sort of, you know the game. They know that you know, have to ask the tough questions. But as a rule, when it comes to personal things, we don't have to pry that much. And you'd be amazed at how many people will just sort of open up.
Oscar nominations out this week.
Right.
Two African-American men nominated for Best Actor, two for Best Supporting Actor, right. One African-American woman for Best Supporting Actress. Do you think that this means that there's finally a level playing field for African-Americans in Hollywood, or is it still feast or famine?
This means that we're winning more awards. That's what this means. It does not mean that, I mean, when you go and ask the average African-American actor, you know, in Hollywood, they will tell you they don't work. I think what this does show is that better material is getting through. I think 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen a Hotel Rwanda or a Blood Diamond or any of those kind of films being made. And I think because of the clout of a Don Cheadle now or a Lee Daniels or a John Singleton, you can get a Hustle and Flow made. You can get movies that, you know, at least a great sort of vehicles for these actors to show their talent.
What made you decide to blow up the spot and share some of these stories with the public now?
Well, a lot of things that are in the book are things that I didn't have room for. So a lot of the sort of nuance and a lot of the sort of environmental stuff and the little sort of funny things that happened just couldn't fit in the story. So
I like the fact that you got your car towed and
right.
that Snoop Dogg had to pass the hat to
right.
get your car out of hock,
right, right.
which Newsweek did send a check for, just to say.
They sent it, but
little stuff like that.
Yeah, they sent a check, but they sent it written to Snoop Doggy Dogg. They didn't understand that that was not his real name. But yeah, that little things like that that are funny, and when I would tell people, they thought they were hilarious, but you know, they weren't in my story. So I sort of felt that I wanted to put all this stuff together and just sort of, you know, since we're in a celebrity moment, give people an inside track, particularly with African-American celebrities, because I sort of feel like the In Touches and the Life and Style magazines don't necessarily cover African-Americans to the extent that they do mainstream Americans.
You think your story could be a movie? Small town girl from Augusta makes it big in the bright lights of Hollywood?
No. No, I don't think it could be a movie. I think, like I said, I think that the book, you know, is humorous and you can put it down and you can, you know, read from story to story and just decide. But as far as, yeah, no, it's not a movie. I don't think so.
Allison Samuels is an award-winning sports and entertainment reporter for Newsweek magazine and author of Off the Record, A Reporter Unveils the Celebrity Worlds of Hollywood, Hip Hop, and Sports. Allison, thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.